This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
If you listen really quietly on late autumn nights, you can hear the mating call on the Dovahkiin. Ah! Ah! Ah!
The year is 2015. The world is once again engulfed in darkness. It has been 100 years since the last appearance of the Castle of Fanfiction, and as the full moon rises over this accursed land, a vast silhouette of towers and spires materializes, its form spreading to the far horizon. Every harbinger of good begins to feel empty inside, while the forces of evil grow ever more in strength. The Castle of Fanfiction, a sprawling mass of stone housing the worst horrors mankind can imagine and beyond. For every time the castle has appeared, the Nighthorse clan has also come forward to send it back to the void. Within these walls, the powers of the light will challenge Hell's greatest creations. Will our brave warriors, Valerie, Logan, David, and Steve-O, hold the candle of humanity aloft after the battle? Or will the flame be snuffed out by the terrors within? The only sure thing about this encounter is that it is a Friday. Friday night fan fiction.
I can't see your profile picture.
Well, you're not missing much. It's just him looking really constipated and or angry. I mean,
well, I needed to know that. That's important knowledge and lore.
Okay.
Yes, the lore of Baldini.
The lure of Baldini, where you just whip out your cock and...
From the planet Omicron Percy I-8.
And fling it like a fishing rod. I mean, it's
slowly
small,
unwind it.
Small, long, and elastic. That's Tony's penis right there.
It's often used in waistbands to help keep old man's pants up.
Oh, this is Friday Night Fanfiction. I'm really uncomfortable now. Tonight, joining me, of course, are normally David and Logan, who are relatively normal.
Nope.
Not even probably. Why you got to lie to the people, Steve?
Guests tonight are Tony. Welcome, Tony. And first time on the show, Mr. Jeff Ball.
Yeah.
Now, Jeff, you're a musician, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you stop coming in my ear? Just a tiny, like, little bit?
Okay.
Fine. You ask too much, Steve. You ask too much.
Be sure to check out Jeff Ball's stuff. He's on OC Remix. He's done a number of contributions to major motion picture and video game soundtracks, I think.
I think. Yeah, I can't remember. Like,
I can't remember what I do.
I did some things for some things.
I used to store alcohol in my anus during the Prohibition.
How old are you, Steve?
That seems like an interesting hobby. Tell me more.
Well, it keeps the colon nice and clean, that's for certain.
No, you fool, David. That was rubbing alcohol.
So it keeps it clean.
Disinfected.
Bleeding.
Any ruptures will hurt thrice as bad. Speaking of ruptures, we're going to be traveling to the wonderful land of Tamriel. We're going to Elder Scrolls World.
So sad.
Elder Scrolls World.
You just said the place that it takes place in.
Tonight, we're going to be reading a number of fan fictions revolving around a Mr. Martin Septim. So, spoiler alert, there's a guy named Martin Septim, and he's pretty integral to the plot of Oblivion.
Are we learning about his nose?
That nose is a goddamn national treasure of Tamriel.
The first story we're going to be reading tonight is called Taking the Nine in Vain. And stop talking about ropes of cum in the chat, please. David, just for that, you get to read first.
Tamriel, it is a place where people go to do things like kill dragons and hit giants.
Okay. Story.
Taking the Nine in Vain story link, HTTP.
All right, David, go to page two. David, go to page two.
Archive of our own /work/556592. Category blank. Genre 3-. Author Barrett's Rod.
Summary. Emperor Martin Septim /Hero of Kvetch. Explicit. A sequel to Gart.
Wait, we're a sequel?
There is no requirement to know anything about this. Okay?
Fine.
A sequel to Guardian of His Dreams. But in this, Alex DeFoe has a gender. A very definite gender. An attempt at writing porn without plot, which failed due to too much plot. Can be enjoyed without the knowledge of Oblivion.
Wow, that's real sinister sounding, I'll be honest.
But contains spoilers and foreshadowing for the end of the main quest. Chapter 1. Taking the Nine in Vain.
Wait, that's David, are you just like clutching at your scrotum right now?
Yeah, just force it up in there.
All right. When I returned to Cloud Ruler Temple, Martin was waiting for me. As usual, he was sitting on what had become his table in the Great Hall with an ever-increasing collection of books. But unlike usual, he was barely concentrating on what he was reading. One hand tugged at his thick brown hair, while the other tapped impatiently against the wooden table top in some sort of rhythmic pattern. That's for William Septon, not Martin Septon. He sighed at the reference tome in front of him, and his eyes darted around the room in boredom. Thus he saw me as soon as I entered, shaking the snow off my cloak and lugging a large sack. His entire face lit up with delight.
He realized he was a tanuki.
"You're back,"
he exclaimed.
"Did you get the artifact?"
"Of course," I nodded. "Have I ever let you down?"
"Well, no, my friend, but sometimes things go wrong despite our best intentions. You might have become lost or hurt or..."
He stopped himself and instead turned his attention to the sack, which I was able to carry only thanks to my strongest fortify strength and feather spells.
"May I see it?"
Oh, it's like a hybrid between Mickey Mouse and Kermit the Frog.
This is a very, very Swedish Kermit the Frog.
"Help me lay it out on the table."
Oh, baby.
I commanded him. He chuckled under his breath, a combination of sheer relief at my safe return and because I was the only person who would dare issue orders to the would-be emperor of Tamriel. Spoiler alert, this is the would-be emperor of Tamriel. Admittedly, Joffrey tried to give him orders too, but he would couch them in delicate terms as suggestions. Always the diplomat.
A diplomat.
Always a diplomat. I, on the other hand, would simply tell
Martin
what I wanted him to do, which had recently gained me more than I'd ever dreamed of having, in the form of blissful nights with the most attractive man.
All right, man.
Yeah, just keep going.
Well, I have to read that. So, with the most attractive man I'd ever met. Obviously, I cared about the Empire and wanted its Emperor to be crowned as soon as possible. Why else would I let him constantly send me away from his side to acquire the priceless trophies that needed to perform the ritual and recover the Amulet of Kings?
Wait a minute. So all of these side quests require you to put yourself in danger while he stays relatively safe and you get priceless treasures to use in some ritual.
Steve,
yes?
This is the longest parentheses paragraph ever.
Wow, no crap.
That is
no
an entire
other things.
But the truth was that Martin the man, ex-mage turned priest of Akatosh, was far more important to me than Martin Septim, illegitimate son of Emperor Uriel. His parentage felt irrelevant, so I treated him accordingly. The only person to use his name instead of a title. Apparently,
still doing this.
Apparently, he appreciated this since he was always begging the Blaze to do the same. However, it seemed that they could not overcome their trained deference to the role, even when the man occupied it implored them to.
David, you get applause for doing that.
It's like an entire paragraph of nothing.
Yeah, it is. It's fluff.
We emptied the sack carefully.
Ooh.
Martin stared at the ancient cuirass as it lay on the table. His finger traced the gilt design reverentially.
The armor of Tiberius Septimus Erf.
Of course. We knew that the line of descent was broken several times. When the crown had passed to nephews or cousins instead of offspring. Nevertheless, we were both overwhelmed by emotion at this tangible connection between Martin and his legendary predecessor. The armor stood as proof that the god Talos had once been an ordinary man. I saw Martin wiping tears away from his eyes with the sleeve of his robe.
You know, I'm going to give the author credit. They are doing a very good job. Like, I know they said they tried to do porn without plot, but well done on actually including some plot.
I wondered anew how similar the two Septims would prove to be. Was Tiber Septim, the great war chief, a powerful mage to protect himself against the forces of evil? The history books were unclear on this. Would Martin Septim's intervention against Oblivion be so mighty that the gods themselves would take him up as a tenth divine? Only time would tell.
Wow, establishing very good backstory here.
Where's the sex?
It's coming. That was our catchphrase for the entirety of season two.
Much like
yeah, but that was a lie.
It's coming.
I'm going now. Martin must have been having similar thoughts. The Septon blood may flow through my veins, but you have the soul of a hero, he pronounced, looking up at me and smiling. I gazed into his wide blue eyes for what seemed like minutes, feeling myself slowly drowned in desire. The charisma of the man. If I hadn't rescued Martin... I'm sorry. Martin! While he was still reeling from the disaster at Kvatch... Is David singing the theme song?
Yes, yes.
Good. I'd have thought he could cast charm spells that would last days.
Now, he just really boosted that stat when he was going through character creation.
He's got a trainer running in the background to get a ram hack in there. As it was, it seemed to be some sort of septim ability to go with the prophetic dreams and ability to wear the amulet. Voice of the Emperor?
That is a concurrent Vincent pricing going on right now, and I don't mind it at all.
He broke the moment, grudgingly. Joffrey will be amazed to see it. You can reassure Joffrey that I will not destroy the armor. All I need is a scraping of Talos's divine blood. The blades are as touchy as the priests about relics of Tiber Septim, it seems.
Are you surprised? I asked him. With the connection between the blades and the royal family, half of them become priests of Talos when they retire.
He laughed openly, a rare sound during that time of crisis, and one that I valued. Doubly so, since I'd caused it myself. Catching my shoulder, he whispered directly into my ear.
After you've been to see Joffrey, go and have a bath. Wash yourself very thoroughly. I have plans for you later.
I need to talk!
it's like my ears are being assaulted with barbed wire when you do that, Steve.
I know.
His guile
covered in velvet.
His guileless eyes shimmered for a moment with the untold debauchery known only to followers of Sanguin.
Ooh,
I guess
my favorite danger princes
stepped back and went in search of the Grand Master of the Blades.
I was going to say Hobbs Grand Master Flash,
Funk Master Flex. Have you ever sat at a formal dinner next to the person you care for most in the world, knowing that as soon as the meal ends, you're going to run away to make wild, passionate love?
No.
Well, then, David, you haven't lived.
Apparently not.
Have you ever sat there eating one-handed sure. while
have
under
you ever
the table?
Hated someone so bad it made you cry.
Are you
have
talking?
You danced with the devil in the pale moonlight.
Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Can I keep going now?
Oh my god!
Garlic bread.
Holy shit! That's a lot of garlic bread.
You can keep going after you ask the grinning bobcat why he grins.
Have you ever sat there eating one-handed garlic bread?
Well, have you ever ate garlic bread under the blue corn moon? Or ask the grinning bobcat why he garlic bread?
Have you ever heard of rhyming any lyrics? David, can you please just take some fucking notes?
All you own is earth until you own earth and still. You have garlic bread with all the garlics. Of the bread.
I'm reading this and I'm not being interrupted by garlic bread anymore. Have you ever sat there eating one-handed while under the table your spare hands join together and squeeze and your partner's foot rubs joyfully over yours?
Garlic bread.
Now imagine yourself in the middle of a long table surrounded by soldiers, liege sworn to your lover, all desperate to speak to him and gain a token of his regard. Bowing to him, calling him, my lord, pleading for attention. When all you want is for the two of you to be the only people in that room? That's a lot of questions you're asking me, author, and it's getting a little too specific.
Am I supposed to answer?
That's what I'm saying. Is there like some kind of an IM client over to the side of this on the original page that we somehow missed?
Yes, no, Pat Buchanan. It's hard to share the one you love with so many others. Harder still to share him with an entire continent. But I was certain that was what I'd have to get used to after his coronation. I wondered how Martin felt about it. In retrospect, I should have noticed that whenever any of us referred to him as the Emperor, there being no other possible heir, he would reply saying, I am not the Emperor yet. I thought he was only being diffident. I wish I'd known then the exact content of his dreams. Martin! And I raced each other up the stairs. What are they?
That was fast.
Are they 5 years old? I can beat you! I can beat you up the stairs!
Last one there's gotta be the bottom!
That's beautiful.
Since our first gentle lovemaking, we had become more and more ambitious. His past as a Daedra worshiper, which he was so embarrassed about, had taught him an awful lot about how to please a man. Given how much stress he was under, I had no plans to precipitate a breakdown by pointing out where his knowledge had come from. I'd already had to talk him down several times when the guilt he was living with had become too much. It helped that no one in the Cloud Ruler Temple gave two hoots. Two hoots? Fuck! Who the hell writes that phrase? By the way, over the past weekend at NekoCon, I either discovered or invented the most amazing drink. Coffee, okay. You know, however you want it, black, cream, sugar, or whatever, and Fireball whiskey.
Oh, dear God, I need that in my life forever.
It is amazing. It's like drinking gingerbread happiness. And it's great because you're combining a caffeinated drink with a depressant. It kept me going.
Is that how Four Loko is?
I know what Four Loko is, and hell no.
I'm also going to say, it's also why Four Loko was banned.
Yes. Okay, it helped that no one in the Cloud Ruler Temple gave two hoots about the fact their heir to the throne was betting a man. Jeff?
I'd expect it to be a problem. Not hugely familiar with the laws of Cyrodiil, I knew only that it was not a good idea to be a man who preferred men in Hyrok. That was mostly why I'd left my home province to study at Arcane University.
Is that like Phoenix University, one of those like dial-in universities?
They don't have internet. They just have like the gates and they like have classes. The fact that homosexual behavior was tolerated at the university told me nothing, since mages have always been much more concerned about rules preventing the use of dangerous magic than the laws of the land. I had a vague idea that the Blades regarded our liaison as some sort of comfort to keep Martin sane under enormous pressure, rather than a serious love affair. I knew that once he was crowned, he would be expected to marry and produce children, his own illegitimacy making an early marriage to a woman of noble birth essential. I didn't think about what would happen to me then.
I'd probably still participate.
The twist of pain inside my belly whenever I tried was worse than the coldest knife, worse than being clawed apart by the Dremora, a sensation I was becoming increasingly familiar with. What?
It's like demons.
I think that was an attempt at game humor.
I was positive that we would remain friends. Close friends.
Say it a little sexier.
Close friends.
Oh, I can feel the pressure.
But I had no idea what else I could hope for. I only knew that I loved him more than anyone else I'd ever been with. Even now, 20 years later, no one else had ever lived up to his memory.
Then again, I only have a 5-second memory.
When I wake up in the morning, it's still Martin and I expect to be... What? It's still Martin that I expect to be next to. And the empty bed is like an accusation. An admission of my failure to keep him. Martin had me lying on my front. A pillow under my belly. Arse in the air.
Arse. Oh, okay, regional dialect established.
He'd already given me the most delicious massage with a scented oil, which had relaxed all my muscles, yet turned my cock hard. I wasn't sure how that was possible, except that being near him made my cock twitch with excitement.
All right, I'm asking every single person on this call, has your cock ever twitched? In any way, shape, or form, twitch.
I have a confirmation from the loved one, so yes.
Okay.
Is that the wrong answer?
No, it's not the wrong answer. It's an honest answer. But now I imagine everybody's penis does the little bewitched thing.
Nah. Okay, we'll go with
that's
that.
That's not a twitch, bro. That is a nose wrinkle.
You're what? Aren't penises just kinds of nose wrinkles?
No!
Also,
no!
Who is making a aluminum foil airplane in the background?
Well, gee, who has fucking garlic bread here?
Hi, I'm sorry, I'll turn... Can I mute this?
Why you gotta yell at Judy?
I wasn't yelling!
Whatever I want, Tony!
His hands ran down my back in parallel. First softly, then his fingernails dug in.
Ugh.
I groaned, gods! Martin sniggered. Is there a reason you're taking the 9 in vain? As he leaned forward to kiss the back of my neck, I could feel his own erection pressing into my arse.
Also, that's a universal drink for saying the title of the story.
So everybody has to drink on that one?
Everyone has to drink for that, whenever that happens. Mm. Same thing as when you're watching a shitty movie and they say the title of the movie.
This really is a war of the worlds.
It really was the Event Horizon.
We really are the Avengers. I'd call them the Super Mario Brothers.
And because of this, I have to become Superman 4, The Quest for Peace.
I am Superman 4, I am Quest for Peace. Superman, your grammar was wrong there. I'm about to punch your tongue out of your mouth. How you like that grammar, Timmy? Shit the fuck down.
Yo, Jimmy, ask this nerd who I am. Ask him. Hey, do you know who this guy is? It's fucking Superman.
4.
He's questing for peace.
All right, can we please keep going?
Yes, and you know perfectly well what it is, Emperor Martin Septim. He laughed again, hands continuing their heavenly descent off my back, before his tongue flicked out and licked a strip of flesh down the very center of my spine. I moaned and thrashed at the sensation. Damn you, Mart. Stop teasing me.
When they say thrashing, I just imagine some sort of epileptic seizure happening.
So it's more like... Damn you, Brit. Stop teasing me. Okay.
We're going to hell.
We're good.
moving down the bed to kneel between my legs.
Oh.
His hands stroke down further and split, one moving onto each of my buttocks.
Honk, honk.
He pulled my cheeks apart, and his damned, maddening tongue licked further down and circled around my hole.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I could do nothing but groan his name, the way the aggravating man was holding me down and himself out of the way.
That was an awkward sentence.
I could only feebly flap at him, which was no use at all. Eventually, by the time I was cursing him, all the gods individually by name, his tongue slipped inside. The sensation hit all my pleasure centers, and I thrust my hips forward so my cock rubbed against the pillow.
You know, Banaka's fallen out of favor in recent years. They could stage a great new comeback campaign. Banaka, for after the rim job!
Oh, wow. Mixed with fireball whiskey. First row, damn!
Slowly but surely, he moved his tongue in and out. His wet muscle reminding me that there were other parts of his body that were stronger and more suited for the job. I reached around the best I could and pulled his head closer to me, trying to push more of his tongue inside. He giggled and blew a raspberry on my arse cheek. After, I don't know, minutes, hours of the worst kind of teasing, I was reduced to whining. Martin, gods, please stop messing about and fuck me.
I just imagined, like, when he pulls his tongue out, you hear, like, a loud smacking pop. Like, breaking the vacuum seal. All right, thank you for reading, Jeff. We'll come back to you in a little bit. It's Tony's turn.
Suddenly, he was very serious. His tongue wriggled free, and he kissed each of my buttocks in turn. Reverentially, I thought. Which reminded me of the way he touched the armor of Tiber Septim earlier.
I think you really need to drink for that.
I will be happy, though. He sat upright, taking a sip from a goblet of red wine that was on the bedside table. Red wine, I thought. Sanguine. Alex, my love? He asked, crawling up in the bed to spoon with me.
I'm already done drinking, fuck you. I need to go get more.
Have you ever done this before? I turned to face him, and I saw he was hiding his face behind a curtain of his hair. Of hair. It's no his. I drink again. The skin I could see was blushing, which was absolutely adorable. Yes, I replied. But not for a while. You'll need to go slowly. He nodded and kissed my head, moving my long hair out of the way to nip affectionately at the back of my neck. Although he'd never explicitly told me, he was oddly attracted to my neck, burying his nose in the soft hair there whenever he could. He reached for a bottle of oil beside on the bedside table. Not the perfumed oil from earlier, but a different version, plainer. Less likely to cause irritation, I suppose. Someone had been anticipating this encounter.
Alex,
he said hesitantly.
You will tell me if I hurt you.
Yes, love. Martin's youthful experiences as an acolyte of Uncle Sanguine had given him some serious consent issues, like years' worth of backlogs. To me, they seemed more like a fetish, given that he couldn't even enjoy himself unless he knew I was happy. There's nothing quite like worshipping the Daedric Prince of Hedonism to mess with a person's mind, let me tell you. The Empire was lucky he was still functional at all. Nodding again, he planted a row of kisses down my back and tipped oil onto two of his fingers.
Oh no.
Rubbing slowly in rings around my dampened hole, he massaged the tight anal muscle. I could actually feel my hole opening up and loosening under his ministrations, the tidy little glitch. Once I felt like I was gaping, he applied a bit more oil and gently pushed the tip of his first finger inside.
Oh no, what did I come back to?
I yelped.
My love.
Button sounded very insightful.
Like a good restaurant.
Okay.
I'm going to write reviews on this Yelp.
Was that pain or pleasure?
Where'd you get the joke?
3-star review. This man's finger was okay in size and girth, but he didn't trim his nails. Would not return.
No. Oh, that's awful. Oh, God's sake, Steve.
I win.
No one
both, won. I stated. Honestly, both. Give me a minute. I forced myself to relax, trying to bend my anal sphincter to my will.
Is there another sphincter you can bend?
You don't know me.
You don't know me.
I've never understood how it's so easy to get my own fingers inside, but so hard to use someone else's. Something to do with knives.
Oh my God, I totally know their pain.
Girls have this problem.
I am somewhat curious as to how this medieval time knows about nerves. Anyhow, after breathing deeply for a while, I told him to continue. His left hand rubbed soothing circles at the base of my spine, while his right index finger plunged slightly further inside.
Right, slightly inside his spine?
Yes.
Yes!
That's how that works, Steve. That is
spine
fucking.
Okay.
I moaned and whimpered as he slowly pushed his whole finger into me.
Where you like
now, over the years, I've read a lot of erotic fiction, which seems to imply that when your lover coerces a well-lubricated finger into your arse, it will pain a little. But after only a short time, you can push in another, and then scissor them to make space for your partner's cock.
Never say that. Never say scissor in that voice ever again.
Scissor.
I hate you.
I can only assume that other men are built differently, since that's not really how it works with me. Preparation for buggery goes extremely slowly. It is a form of exquisite torture. Many minutes, lots of oil, and the scissoring things never work. I'm far too tight for even the strongest man's fingers to push my walls apart.
Logan! And please read very close to the microphone.
You got it.
Thank you.
I'm also curious, because this is, again, it's in a medieval setting, right?
Yeah.
Erotic fiction would have been put down by bards.
It's very, like, fourth wall breaking, yeah.
Here he was, the man who had the impenetrable iron walls. Inside his butthole, he had all the things you could want.
Wait, like garlic bread?
Garlic bread!
Inside his asshole.
Was made of garlic bread! The thickness was made of garlic bread, and it was tasty to boot. I suppose that's why he got so much love in the boot.
So, have you guys ever seen, it was one of those Yahoo Ask questions. Someone was asking, help, I shoved pizza crust up my asshole to make my mom mad. Now it hurts. What do I do?
Just bite the bullet at that point, kid.
Just bite the bullet. Don't bite the crust.
Drink a lot of water.
No, water's not going to fucking help.
No,
dude.
You drink a lot of water with your sphincter.
I think at that point, I just get a gun and end it.
Go to the hospital. That's what you do.
I didn't hear
that. That's the right idea. There was pizza in the butt equals suicide.
There was a story at my high school that a girl had to be taken to the hospital for masturbating with a frozen hot dog. And it, you know how when you grab.
Yeah, it gets stuck to you.
Yeah, when you grab ice with wet hands, how it just sticks so it got stuck.
Shoot.
And they had to wait for it to thaw.
That's why you use a hot dog.
No, don't use a hot dog. That'll burn you.
Oh, God. All right. We are deviating so far from the fucking story.
Listen, deviance is the order of the day.
Don't shove food in your hole.
Only fingers. And after
hey, dogs, man. That's where I shove food mostly, is in my hole.
No, not in your sexual holes, Dave.
See, that would have been some good advice.
Read, please.
I guess not. I guess my mouth is not a sexual hole.
We have more story to read.
We have so much story for you today.
Okay, instead, Martin left his finger in my asshole, the rest of his hand tenderly kneading my buttock. Yes, on my single buttock.
Buttock.
Buttock. He lightly moved the tip forwards, and I howled as he hit my prostate.
Oh!
With your finger? Are you sitting? damn, man, got some fucking salad fingers up in here.
Edward ruler hands.
I swore by all the gods, especially Akatosh. What does Akatosh do? I forget. Is that healing?
I don't remember.
No, that's Mara. No. Whatever. That he had been...
Nerd!
Shut up. Fuck you. That he had better keep doing what he was doing, or there would be trouble. It may have... I may have threatened to draw my sword on him if he stopped, and I didn't mean it as a double entendre.
Oh, no.
Why are you italicizing that?
Because it's a special.
Yeah, but he's not saying it. This is an inner monologue.
Shut up. My actual short sword made of silver, which is a terrible metal for swords.
Well, it's a terrible metal in Skyrim. Or, well, because you got like
no, empty, which is no, really cool. It's quite bad.
I want to get back to the butthole fingering. Ghosts. Butthole fingering is the order of the day.
Okay, I'll come over to your house that I used for killing Daedra. And never mind if the blades tried to stop me. They weren't the only... fuck! Damn it! Shit! Once being tortured, he fingered me, hitting that nub over and over, loosening up my passage. That's not...
I've never heard it referred to as a passage before, but that is quite apt.
Well, with him being an ex-monk, you could even say it's a rite of passage.
Fuck you!
You knew what you were getting into when you asked me back on.
God damn it! When I was about ready to scream, he withdrew his hand, which made me twist around and yell at him before I realized he was applying more oil.
Oh, Martin! Oh!
Oh.
I can only think of Martin Prince at this point.
I'm thinking of Martin Freeman because...
Ahoy there, mateys! Would you please put two fingers inside my asshole?
I'm thinking of the character I play on Pokeballs of Steelix.
Oh, no. No, oh, no, God, no.
No, not Martine.
Martin Lantiao. Just, this is a weird story on a number of levels.
Yeah. Okay. This time he massaged two fingers around my hole as I gasped and swore. Eventually, the muscles became loose enough for him to be able to push the tips of both fingers in. I groaned, shouted, cursed, and swore as his clever fingers pressed inside me.
You know, there's a lot of cursing going on here. I wonder if you might actually have Tourette's. Shit!
Yeah, that's
fuck.
What Martin...
Shit, fucking shit! Fuck
that's
shit.
What Martin calls his dick.
Shit?
No, Tourette's.
Oh.
It doesn't twitch, it ticks.
My cock felt as hard as it ever as it had ever been. I was half surprised that I hadn't already exploded into the pillow.
Kaboom!
Martin, that's a new word. I'm gonna call that one louch.
It's louch.
Louch?
Wouldn't it be louche?
It's louch or louche.
What the fuck does it mean?
To Google.
Martin the louche bastard.
Disreputable or sordid in a rakish or appealing way.
Hold on a second. When are these fics teaching us words?
Oh my God. We're through the wormhole, guys. We are now in a world that fics are more intelligent than we are.
It's weird.
I want to go home.
I'm scared and I want to go home.
The louche bastard that he was, reaching for his goblet of wine with the hand that wasn't busy impaling me.
Louche.
Also, it is pronounced louche.
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 Yes. Louche.
Louche. Louche.
Louche. It's exactly like douche then. Okay, cool. Yes. Gods, I mumbled. The least you could do is let me have some. He laughed and tipped some wine into my mouth. I drank it thirstily. All this panting and yelling had made my throat awfully dry. Oof. I wondered vaguely what Martin's bodyguards outside the door were thinking. To oblivion them, if they were rude enough to listen. Martin, I begged, kiss me please. He put the goblet down.
You just had your face inside my rectum. Kiss me, please.
I want to know how I taste.
Give me that. Yeah. Oh, it tastes good. He put the goblet down.
Oh, it's different yesterday than it was today.
That's because I had black beads.
Wrapped his arms around my shoulders, pulling my head towards his. I turned my head and saw how aroused he really was. His lips were parted. His eyes burned as if he were feverish. His thick brown hair hung in curtains around his flushed face. I reached behind myself, grabbed hold of his cock, and gave it a couple tugs. That got him calling out to Akatosh. I felt like an obscene Daedra worshipper myself, suddenly seeing the attraction of corrupting a priest, even though the vows of chastity he made had been for himself rather than his religion. Our mouths met.
Yeah!
Oh, kissing cooties!
I'm curious, just the phrasing here, it's like our mouths met. Had they not been introduced before this time?
They were, they hadn't really been introduced, they were only kissing cousins.
Well played, sir, well played. Yeah. Play through, play on.
Our mouths met, and I pushed my tongue between his lips as he gasped. I don't know why people think gasping is, you know, sexy. It's not.
I think you're using a different type of gasp than perhaps they are. They are.
Logan, do you have Tourette's?
Everyone has Tourette's. Oblivion.
Yeah, in fact, the Dovahkiin not actually have the power of the dragon. He just yells really loud.
And this world that he's created, it's his imagination. And really, everybody's just walking away as quickly as they can.
It's like, bus, bro. Fuck!
Bus, bro! Ah! Where are you going?
I used to be an adventurer like you.
I just wanted to buy
you.
Groceries, and I ended up blowing everybody away.
And that guy who keeps saying that he took an arrow in the knee, he was really saying that he went to therapy. The genetic similarities just had him. It was an unfortunate misunderstanding.
Oh my god!
All right, tangent aside, go ahead, Logan.
Come on, you can do this. Plus.
God damn it, no.
It's like the mating call for the Dovahkiin. If you listen really quietly on late autumn nights, you can hear the mating call of the Dovahkiin.
It's taking us almost an hour to get through a 9-page fic.
That's okay.
His eyes rolled in.
Supplication, yes.
Wow, that's spelled correctly. Holy shit.
There hasn't been a misspelled word.
I know, it's crazy. Utterly wonton.
Utterly wonton soup.
Utterly wonton. Is it pronounced wonton?
Yeah, wonton.
Sir, wanton. What would you like to eat?
Wonton soup! Brace yourself carefully, I whispered, and while he continued to finger me with his right hand, I grabbed hold of his left and lifted it to my mouth.
No.
I sucked a pair of fingers into my mouth.
Oh, no.
Coincidentally, the twins of the two in my arse. Licking tips under his fingernails? Oh, my God, why? Lapping at the delicate webbing between them?
Yes.
German. Martin groaned and said very clearly, fuck. When I released his hand, he dropped it onto the mattress, clearly needing it for extra balance.
Alex, can I fuck you? I need to fuck you.
That would be us.
Oh, sure, whatever.
No, he wasn't like calling outside the room to Alex. Like, Alex! I have been fingering this gentleman.
Come in here and help me.
My love, that's the rudest thing you ever said to me. Of course you can. Martin lifted my hair and kissed my neck again, slowly removing his fingers from my hole.
Louder!
From my hole.
Thank you.
He brushed.
Okay, Logan, you can actually go quieter if you want.
No, it's fine.
No, you love it.
Yes.
He brushed his hands over my shoulders before reaching round and catching my nipples between his fingertips. He tugged on them, making me call him names that just left him cackling under his breath.
Good son, tight.
A chewy chew.
Everybody says God bless you, my dear. They are concerned for your health, if not your mental well-being.
All right, David, it's your turn.
Okay.
You got this, buddy. I know you can do it.
And
you're on page 7.
And now you are completely imbibed with garlic bread.
Yes.
So you are recharged.
How
sir.
Much garlic bread did you actually eat?
A lot.
I think the answer you're looking for is all.
Then he reached for the bottle of oil again. I turned around to watch. He poured oil onto his already sticky right hand.
Ew.
And rubbed it all over his cock.
Oh, an oily, chocolatey cock.
His fingers gently probed my hole again and found it ready and waiting.
David, my sphincter's closed now.
Wrapping both arms around my body for support, he lay down and thrust inside me.
Can you say thrust again?
Thrust.
Oh.
I thought I would come on the spot. By some miracle, I didn't. Martin let out a long, shuddering sigh.
Nine, your time.
Wait a minute. Long shuddering sigh, so it's Sideshow Bob.
Or, there's one other possibility, and that is Mr. Hank Hill.
Whoa.
Or, no, wait, it has to be sexual.
Whoa.
David, I think you know what you need to do.
It sounds like he literally just got done having a really nice poop.
Wow, the nun, you're tight.
And just think, love, that's after you've already fucked me with your fingers for I don't know how long.
I'd prefer if both the characters were Hank Hill.
I would second that.
Still on top of me for a moment, fighting to control his breath. I felt his cock twitching wildly. Wondered how much stimulation he'd need to reach orgasm. Not very much from the feel of it. He'd been playing head games and clearly got off on them at least, as well as he did from physical provocation. It somehow seemed appropriate for his new position in life. Martin sighed again.
Whoa.
Began to inside me. In, out, in, out. In a regular rhythm, he muttered swear words that I didn't even know he knew.
Like constitution.
That old man always tell you about talking about cocks and stuff and about putting it in a butthole.
Simultaneously, Hank and Boomhauer. I am okay.
Well, no. I was channeling Hank Hill from that episode where Boomhauer was recounting a story and everyone talked like Boomhauer except for Boomhauer.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It's a great scene, by the way.
I need to find that episode.
Dang, old man, I tell you, man, talk about putting all them fires and stuff. Better go, you little fucking thing.
His fingernails raked down my back, leaving a white trail on the skin as they passed. They dug into my arse, leaving claw marks on my buttocks. His fingers grabbed my nipples again.
How many hands does he have?
Vampirically. I wasn't even sure if he was aware what he'd done.
That he'd done it.
Gods, I thought, if the people of Tamriel could see their emperor now.
This is the precursor to like some blackmailing shit.
Yeah.
That sentence right there.
He must have been combining the worship practices of Dibella with those of Sanguine and Sheogorath. Since he seemed determined to drive me insane, he was moaning his god's name and my name together.
Propane Alex.
Prop Alex.
Prop Alex.
It sounds like some Prop kind Alex of
accessories.
Prop Alex sounds like a medication you would take if you need to have loose bowels.
By the power of the blue rhino.
Suffer from hard stool. I have good news for you. Prop Alex.
What's
Prop Alex is a new treatment designed specifically to target hard stool.
It is, however, important that you keep it out of your kitchen, for it will destroy anything you have by your counter.
Not Alex into chocolate. Do not take Propalex if you have any bowels at all.
Ask your doctor if Propalex is right for you.
Thanks, Propalex! Oh, gotta go.
Side effects include lucid dreaming, daydreaming, sleep dreaming, and death.
Waking nightmares.
Important to note, not actually dying, you will be infected. You will be visited by
visions of eldritch horror through your sphincter.
I reached behind me and stuck my own sharp fingernails into his buttocks. He responded by moving more erratically, clearly very close.
Touch yourself,
the emperor begged. So I stroked my most sensitive part of my penis right under the head and came everywhere. As I did so, I felt my muscles ripple and clench, and that was the only extra stimulus my Anne needed for his own orgasm. He came violently and collapsed on top of me, breathing raggedly.
Fatality.
After a couple of minutes, I asked, "Love?" My lover was still laying in a languid heap, squashing me into the mattress.
"Is there any chance we can move? Because I'm lying right in the wet patch." "Oh no, I'm so sorry."
He crawled off, allowing me to deftly roll onto the dry part of the bed. You see, back then, you could into the bed. Into the dry part of the bed. I wondered if that was the reason why the Emperor's bed was so large.
Also, when you're done, you have about 6 drinks to take.
Fuck you. Several former rulers of Tamriel had been famous for their randiness.
Martin!
Turned to the towel and the rest of the bottle of wine.
We're just referenced multiple shows from the 90s. King of the Hill, Martin, all those ads that played in between.
Suddenly shy, and he peered at me, blue eyes visible through the mop of brown hair. He seemed too embarrassed to speak, taking a big gulp of wine rather than saying anything.
"Martin, are you all right?"
I reached out for him.
"Huh?"
He was blushing again.
"Everything's fine. More than fine. I love you, Alex."
I grinned.
"I love you too. More than words can say."
"More than words are all I'll ever."
"It's just, I've never done that with someone I actually cared about before. I want to keep doing it over and over for the rest of my life."
No, this really is purgatory.
"Please notice me, Senpai."
This is the actual ending to Lost.
So wait, if King of the Hill were an anime, would he ask for Furito Senpai?
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I just found this amazing picture of Hank Hill Senpai.
Bright red. I'd never seen him look so awkward. I hated that there was so much trauma in his past that even something wonderful like making love could upset him. But because I was jealous, I muttered,
"What of your need to produce an heir?"
Martin chuckled.
"I worked that out long ago. Perhaps I can find a noble woman who loves women and wants children, and her partner could become your official consort."
He looked at me with an eye, eyes wide with mischief. I answered in kind.
"You do know I like women as well." "All the better. Then we'll find 2 noble women who both love men and women and all go to bed together. I'll promise you that it will still not be the most outrageous thing that any Emperor of Tamriel has done. I've had some fairly notorious predecessors after all."
Laughing, I pulled him down for another kiss before we fell asleep, wrapped in each other's arms.
Ah, that was...
Dictated but not read, Martin of Tamriel.
I also... I actually need to post this picture to our Facebook real fast of Sailor Moon Hank Hill.
It's pretty incredible.
Oh, God. David,
yeah, I was gonna say if I could get another Notice Me Senpai and Hank Hill, that would be tremendous.
Notice Me Senpai.
All right, we now have the follow up story to that one called "Defiling the Emperor."
It's a sequel.
This is a direct.
I get to be noticed by the Senpai.
It's a direct sequel, and there's actually 4 stories in this storyline, but we're only gonna get through 2 of them.
4 stories, like the Arlen Senpai building.
All right, this is Defiling the Emperor, and I get to go first. Oh, boy. When I next returned to Cloud Ruler Temple, I was entirely unsurprised to find my aunt sitting at his usual table with an even bigger collection of books and some alchemy equipment. In fact, he was now consulting so many references that he'd had to acquire a second table to store them on. He was staring at the Mysterium Xarxis. Dark circles back under his eyes. If anything, paler than ever before. He looked drained and unwell. He could use some Propolix.
Ask your doctor if Propolix is right for you.
Oh. The answer, yes. Yes, it is. Yes. It's right for everybody.
I tell you, man, the dangle Propolix, man, did your butthole to get it. Whoosh!
Well said, Boomhauer.
The secret to all kinds of propolix is what they put in it, man.
I can't do a Bill. Like, I really want to do Bill, but I can't.
I walked up to him quietly. My aunt! He glanced up.
Damn it, Steve. God damn it, Steve!
He glanced up, and relief flooded his face. He hastily snapped the book shut before standing and pulling me into a tight hug. We embraced freely, uncaring of any blades or visitors to the temple who might be watching. He lightly kissed my damp hair, breathing in the smells I'd acquired during travel, mostly horse manure.
Mostly horse manure and part of what he did to me last night.
And my own scent underneath it. His face was unshaven, giving him a seedy air on top of his obvious exhaustion. The stubble rasped against my cheeks as he kissed me on the lips, and he sighed. A long, drawn-out sigh, which seemed to cover a range of emotions. You're not sleeping again, are you? I hardly even needed to make it a question. It was midday. Yes, he looked as though he'd been up all night. No, he shuddered. The Zarks! It clouds my mind and haunts my dreams like nothing I've ever experienced. Oh! Do you need distracting from your work? I intended to seduce him because he so clearly needed it. How does one look like they need seducing?
Have you ever seen that movie with Brooke Shields?
No.
That one. Sure. We'll go with that.
No! But I wasn't sure whether he'd been concentrating on anything before I turned up, or whether he'd be able to regain his concentration span now that I was here.
Was that a muffled wah?
Yes.
This is going to break my heart when it gets to me, because I'm not going to be able to do this as well. Hank Hill's not in my wheelhouse, man.
Though this time, with arousal, rather than fear. So it was, oh, which is an inch away from Beavis and Butthead. I could feel his need pressed hard against my belly. Please. He inhaled deeply, breathing in the scent of my hair again, before stepping back. Suddenly businesslike.
You're soaking. Go upstairs and get those wet clothes off. I'll be right with you.
He nodded and almost ran in the direction of the bathrooms. I just imagine him going, like running all the way across the screen. I went up to the Emperor's bedchamber, to the horror of Cyrus, the Red Guard blade who guarded the door in the daytime. Oh no, he groaned. Why are you coming to bed now? I laughed.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just arrived, and His Highness ordered me up here. What am I supposed to do, Peggy?
Gods, muttered Cyrus. You're going to be making noises, and I have to listen out for potential assassins. Why couldn't you go to bed at night like normal people? I shrugged.
Fuck you, Cyrus.
I shrugged.
You've seen Martin today, I take it. When was the last time he slept? He's a normal person. He's the Emperor. I'm sorry. Fuck.
That's good coffee balls.
He's not a normal person. He's the Emperor. And this is a time of crisis.
You're slipping a little bit out of Hank Helen into just an old man with like three teeth.
You should be glad that I'm able to give.
Fuck!
Yeah, I like it. Keep it up.
That I'm able to give him relief.
Slipping out of old man, slipping into Mr. Ed. Shut up, yelled Cyrus, interrupting me. I don't want to hear it. Just get in there and do what you have to do. I'll be out here dying of embarrassment. He's 15. What is he, a 14-year-old girl embarrassed by his parents?
Mom, I don't want to be here. I'm going to go GameStop.
Mom, I don't want to stand outside while you're getting fingered.
Poor sod, but he wasn't the poor sod I was interested in, so I slid open the door and went inside.
I'm gonna go stay with Dad.
Grabbing a towel from the pile.
It's just like that one kid, he's like, I'm gonna go stay with one of my dads.
Gigi, Grace, Quagmire, Lopez, Birdman, my tour? What? Sorry. Harvey Birdman reference. Anyways. Grabbing a towel from the pile on top of the dresser, I rubbed my hair as dry as I could make it before stripping off my leather armor.
It's just a European armor. Way of spelling armor.
Yes.
It is still armor.
I'm aware. I'm sorry. I'm aware.
A wearer. A were.
It smelled unpleasant when wet, with the blood and fat of creatures and enemies I had killed.
And semen.
And semen. I laid it all out to dry, then dried the rest of myself as quickly as possible, finally slipping between the sheets to start to warm the bed. High in the Jural Mountains, it was always cold and droughty. That's...
All right, I'm pretty sure that's not a word.
No.
No, say, drafty is...
Probably drafty.
Drafty is with
an F. That's not how you spell draft.
Yeah, Mr. Dougherty. And drafty in Cloud Ruler Temple. And the snowstorm outside hardly helped. I pulled a couple of blankets over myself to keep warm while waiting for my lover. Jeff?
Martin. Or should I say, Martin! Returned after a little while, clean-shaven and smelling of soap. His thick brown hair was damp at the bottom where it brushed his shoulders, and he smiled to see me lying in the bed already.
I want to interrupt you just briefly to let you know that...
louder.
Drawdy is a word.
What does it mean?
Drafty.
Brilliant.
I'm joking.
Did it just pronounce drawdy?
Well, let's go to dictionary.com and find out.
Hold on, let's see.
Drafty.
No, that's not...
No, oh. It is literally pronounced drafty.
Fuck!
Wow.
That's a belated drink on my part. Fuck this author for being smarter than me.
Oh, you know what it is? I think drawdy...
UK spelling.
I think that's the UK spelling. So they're just fucking wrong over there.
Yeah.
But no, it's
prominence in the mid-1940s.
Let's see how they say it over there. Oh, they say drafty.
Hey, fancy.
You know how I say it? Dude. Go suck a dick, you frogs.
Damn.
Owned. They're not frogs, though. That's French people.
Hey, the French spell it that way, too.
Hey, Dave, go suck a frog. Got him.
I noticed that he was wearing only his robe for decency and carrying his other clothes. Obviously in a hurry, he threw off his robe and kicked off his pants before diving to bed alongside me. Hey, I said, very amused by his behavior. Hey yourself, he replied, wrapping his arms around me.
Is this a fucking sitcom? Hey yourself.
I could Oblivion, really
coming this fall to NBC.
These two guys are going to be Valley Girls now.
Yes, okay, you're at I was pleased.
I was pleased to see that he already looked less gray-faced than he was before bathing. His body was very warm, and I snuggled against him. As usual, the combination of his light brown skin with the clean white sheets took my breath away. His muscles flexed under that skin as he moved. The perfect amount of bulk. Not too much and not too little. I had no idea what he saw in me, skinny, pasty, white Breton that I was.
Wait, he's a fucking cookie?
No, that's a race.
I'm sorry, cracker, Breton.
No, it's a race of people in Oblivion.
Oh, okay. Because they're actual crackers in Canada.
Great.
I do have to ask though.
None
okay.
of your shit, sir.
All right. Total tangent. I'm basically straight. I can recognize attractiveness in men, but I'm attracted to girls. Anybody else on this call who finds men sexually attractive, does this fic actually turn you on?
No.
Okay.
So no.
Okay.
He was entirely beautiful, unblemished and unscarred, at least on the outside. Martin's demons were all in his head.
Oh, that's so nice.
Smaller and lighter, I lay on top of him. I ran my hands down his chest and played with the tufts of hair that sprouted there.
Zangief.
Brown hair.
Change the channel.
Brown hair, brown nipples, and brown skin. It should have been mundane, all that mammal brown, but the gradation.
Mammal brown?
Mammal brown.
It's gradations.
but the gradations in tone made each part stand out.
All right, I'm going to start making up a fucking quiz, an SAT quiz based on the words we learned in this story.
I don't like when FNF teaches me things that I should have known. I mean, I'm fine with it teaching me about the depravity of humanity because I have remained willfully ignorant of that. But for it to be teaching me grammar,
this is more
deeply troubling than any kind of
fucking fan fiction. Okay,
yeah, no,
this is practically a line of fucking Bethesda endorsed adult novels.
I would not be surprised if that happened at some point.
And then they just took this from the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
His skin was olive, a color which Bretons less pale than me could achieve by suntanning. His hair was chestnut, glossy and thick. And his nipples were a pinkish brown or a brownish pink, darker than the rest of his skin. The real surprises were his lips and eyes. Martin's lips were a dark pink, very soft and kissable. His eyes were a brilliant blue, which reminded me of sapphires. Even when exhausted and bloodshot, surrounded by dark circles, they glittered like gemstones. I'd seen people dumbstruck by his appearance and utterly unconscious, regal bearing. He hadn't learned how to be an emperor from his father. He'd never even met his father.
Oh, there's an episode. There's an episode of daytime TV right there. Who's the father of the emperor? DNA tests show the results.
Yeah, the previous emperor.
Got him.
What do you have to say to that? Nothing. You're a pile of bones. Whoops.
You are not the father. Everybody goes crazy. But the knowledge had to be inherited, though I couldn't think how. Alex, asked Martin, what are you thinking? I'm sorry, love. I was distracted by your beauty.
This summer, I'm clueless.
By my beauty, he chuckled.
It's Lumpy Space Princess, and I love it.
I'm nothing special, just a man trying to do his duty. I smiled wryly. Martin, my love, you don't see what I say. You're the most striking man I've ever met.
Oh my god.
Martin returned my smile with one of his own, combing out my damp red hair to form waves over my shoulders. So, is it true
also
that you
true.
Don't see yourself that way, the way I do? Beauty and brains. All wrapped up in one small package.
Oh my god. You're just like so lucky.
I punched his shoulder playfully. Less of a small thank you.
Cue the fucking studio audience or the Tetis or the Tetis laugh. I don't care which one.
Martin leered, his expression briefly transforming him from a priest of Akatosh back to worshiper of Sanguine. There's one place in which you're not small at all. Then he blushed, returning to himself again. I leaned forward and kissed his mouth, pretending that not small part of what
it's pressing
that not small part of himself.
Myself.
Of myself.
You've got like 7 drinks coming up now.
I've got Pringles.
That works.
You're taking the whole tube.
I leaned forward and kissed his mouth, pressing that not small part of myself against his matching organ. He groaned, pulling my head down to deepen the kiss.
You said organ, lips. And I just imagined that their tips touch, and suddenly the theme of Simon from Castlevania 4 starts playing.
His lips opened, and my tongue plunged inside. Please, he muttered again, grinding his erection against mine, making my cock twitch. Need you. By Akatosh, I need you.
Okay. It works. Steve. Okay. Oh my God. Great.
Now we're all turning into Valley Girls.
Like, God. Seriously, guys? I've got this figured out. It's okay.
Hi, Val.
It's okay. Laundry.
Hello, Val.
Where do you need me? I asked, gazing into his blue eyes as the pupils dilated with desire. He mumbled something indistinct, blushing deeper than ever. One of his big hands was on the back of my neck, stroking the soft hair there. The other was on my arse, fingernails scraping the skin as he tried to yank me even closer, still grinding hopelessly against me.
Brian! Here. I have zero hopes in this grind.
He tossed his head, covering his red face with a mop of hair.
Love, I want you.
No, there's no I.
Fuck! Want you inside me.
Want you inside me.
I am robot. Inside now.
I am Bender. Please insert girder.
Need cock in arse.
I was programmed to process cock, and cock is what I must process.
I don't know. You mean prostate.
God damn it.
He muttered from under his brown hair. Aren't people pretty much always under their hair?
Yeah.
I pushed the hair off his face,
Hey-o.
Grooming it into the two curtains that it usually hung in, and peered into his eyes as he flashed with embarrassment.
Flushed. Whoosh.
Flushed with embarrassment and tried to look away. I held his head still and forced him to focus on me. Are you saying you want me to fuck you rather than the other way around? Martin nodded, bright red and speechless. Oh my.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Since I'd started sleeping with Martin, I had started researching Cyrillic history, specifically those parts which dealt with royal bastards becoming heir to the throne. And
oh my god, look at this! So many dicks in the butt! Holy crap, it's a game with some guys!
They like to get in groups and then have a thing where they all go inside each other's rectum. You got to have all lube. If you don't, it's real bad.
Becoming heir to the throne, and emperors who preferred men to women. You could say it was relevant to my interests. I discovered that there was a long tradition within Cyrodiil of older, more experienced, higher-ranking noblemen taking younger, less experienced, lower-ranking men to bed. Martin was a few years older than me, definitely more experienced thanks to Sanquin, and could not get higher in rank without ascending to godhood. Knowing this, I was no longer surprised about the Blade's acceptance of our relationship. Clearly, Martin buggering me was part of centuries of tradition. Nothing more to be said about it. But the other way around, I'd picked up both historical documents and dubious erotica, and the books were sitting in my bag. I was planning to leave them as a present for Martin when I left again. What better gift could there be for someone who loved reading as much as he did? I'd hoped the erotica would ease his loneliness when I wasn't there to help. I'd read the stories myself. They were pretty hot. However, everything I'd read suggested that, in the normal way of things, it was always the older, more experienced man who was the one doing the penetration, and the younger, less experienced man who got penetrated. Thus, the semi in the uke. Personally, I thought that was a silly rule. Sex was sex no matter whose cock was in the other. And sex,
oh, God.
Is there a problem, Tony?
Just a weird line to come back on, that's all.
I suppose.
Come back.
And sex with someone you loved was special, to be treasured. But I didn't want to do anything that would diminish Martin's standing in other people's eyes, make him less of a leader. I wavered, uncertain of what to do. If I said no to Martin, he'd think he'd done something wrong and be upset. We could try to have a conversation about Cyrillic tradition, but I wasn't sure that that would work while he had blue balls.
Where's the sex?
Blue blood. And who in Oblivion's business was it? What we did in the bedroom anyway? Would High Chancellor... Okato?
Okato.
Okato.
Okato?
Okato deny him...
Dr. Octopus!
Avocado.
Even though there was no other known septum heirs? Because he'd heard that Martin liked to be fucked in the ass?
I can't take this seriously because they say arse instead of ass.
It means the same thing.
I don't care.
They also spelled drafty with a GH, man.
They're clearly rich. That was preposterous.
Preposterous.
Fuck that. I looked into my emperor's eyes and said,
Yes. Yes. All right. Yes.
Any requests for style before I get into this madness?
Oh, just go with whatever your heart says.
Whatever my heart says, huh?
Which means that normally you'd probably want to dip into something like, can you do Scotty from Star Trek?
He seemed amazed, overcome, relieved even. I smoothed his hair back onto the pillow and kissed him again.
Okay, deeply. Great choice.
Probing his mouth with my roving tongue. His eyes were wide and dark with lust. As I reached for the bottled oil we kept by the bed, then I stopped.
What?
Martin was very anxious, trembling even.
This isn't going to work. You're either going to have to roll over or lift your arse up somehow.
I can't do it, Captain!
Can't do it! I'm giving him all I've got, Captain!
And then I had something I wanted to do, but I don't remember what it was now.
It's okay.
I want to face you. Oh, that's what it was. I want to face you. I want to watch you fuck me.
I believe you have my stapler.
I believe you have my stapler, because you were doing other Mike Judge voices. So
you put the stapler in my butt.
I'll burn down your castle if you don't put the stapler in my butt. Burn the whole place down. I was told there would be solid there. Oh.
Don't tell me to burn things.
If Martin's leaking cock hadn't shown me how turned on he was, that sentence would have alerted me. He only ever used crude language when he was desperately horny.
Leaking cock, not cork. It's not cork. Although the symbolism is also quite apt.
It's not a tumor.
No, it's the Middle Ages, so yeah, it probably is a tumor.
Snatching up a spare pillow, I put a clean towel on top of it and shoved it under his hips. It lifted his buttocks high enough for me to be able to reach his hole easily. Much better. I'd never really played with Martin's asshole before. I had the opportunity. I'd seen it, of course, hiding behind the smooth cheeks, puckered and darker than the surrounding skin, because I was looking. Even brushed against it as I was grabbing his arse to yank him closer when he fucked me into the bed. But he'd never specifically asked me to touch it, so I didn't know what he liked. I realized why he'd been so keen to wash himself before coming to bed, and grinned. The man was utterly transparent. To me, anyway.
Wait a minute. If this is the first time he's getting fucked into butthole, I think he should hold one finger up very high in the air and just say, "There shall be only one!"
I think it's important to note that he's commenting on his transparency, so he probably put on like one of those hoods that gives you 100% invisibility.
Yeah, 100%. He's got the spring heel jack, probably. You know, I think
those make stealth. You jump higher.
Well, there was another set of boots that gave you super stealth, wasn't there? No, the fox's mask. It was the gray fox's mask.
Gray fox's mask.
Get That's to the buttholes.
Get to.
It was the
back
great
the
fox butthole, yes.
The great fox's ass, yes. He just wore that like a little whistle.
Are you trying to whistle with his butt?
Whistle into somebody's butt.
I didn't want to dive straight into Martin's arse. There's too many other delights to explore. Carefully avoiding his erection, I stroked one finger under his balls and began to massage his perineum. Why do you know these words?
I wasn't asked.
Also,
who doesn't know these words?
But besides that,
perennium is, you know,
Tony. There's another commission for you of Scotty diving into Martin Septim's asshole like a pool. Perennium, the area between the anus and the scrotum or vulva.
Perineum.
Oh, yeah. Perineum.
Perineum.
So it's the taint.
Yeah.
It's the
grundle.
I'm curious, not the author, but why this individual in the middle fucking ages?
Perineum.
He's learned.
It's perineum.
Martin.
I could have sworn that was a kind of flower.
Martin made the most delicious noise of arousal, writhing around on the mattress. I rubbed it at my right thumb in slow circles around his asshole, spreading the globes of his butt with my two hands.
Globes?
Globes.
Yeah, he got them Kardashian implants, man. He's got that badonkadonk. He thrashed beneath me, barely able to stand my unhurried approach. My thumb rubbed closer to his hole, which eased open even before I touched it. Curiously, I licked my first finger, dragging it slowly to tease him further.
Out.
Letting him see my tongue as it worked against my fingertip, then circled the ring of his muscle.
That's two drinks for that one sentence. Perineum.
Yes, two perineum.
My wet finger slipped in easily, with no more lubricant than my own saliva.
Divines, I whispered. You really do want this, don't you?
That's all I ever wanted for Christmas, Santa.
Bart nodded beyond speech. The fingers of his left hand were urgently pulling at his nipple. His right hand was thrown above his head, exposing his armpit and the curls of hair that lay there, wafting fresh sweat and male pheromones into the air. God damn, he smelled like corn chips. Knowing that I was
causing someone so intelligent and eloquent to lose his ability to speak was turning me on more than I could say. Not that I won't spend 7 paragraphs saying it, but, you know, my cock bobbed between my legs, impatiently waiting for its turn. I reached for the oil again, coating several fingers in it. 2 slid in with only marginally more resistance than the 1.
Resistance is futile!
I've never seen anyone's arse open up so easily. He was taking 2 fingers with no effort at all.
And I've seen a lot of asses. I mean, like, wow.
Like,
I served under Kirk, of course. I've served under Kirk. I've got the experience with the largest asshole in this known galaxy.
Oh!
To be honest, I was jealous. Preparing my arse for buggery takes seemingly hours and involves quite a lot of discomfort before it becomes pleasurable. But that was when I heard something outside and I stormed over to the window. I called up the captain and I had to tell him, "Captain, there'll be whales here."
For the rest of the episode, portraying the role of David will be Valerie. You're up on page 6. This has been a glorious evening. As glorious as my perineum.
Why do you know what that looks like?
All shiny and chrome.
Mirrors. Floor mirrors.
Yes. Floor and ceiling mirrors, because I want that infinity effect.
Yes.
Oh, nothing but taints for days.
As far as the eye can see.
Sphincter.
Imagine if there's a sun ray coming in the room.
Everywhere the light touches is our kingdom.
Marthan's breath itched, and I saw he was biting his bottom lip, trying to restrain himself from crying out. Both hands were squeezing his nipples now, and I knew without even being told that it was because, or otherwise they'd be on his cock. His head rolled from side to side across the pillow. It was a
I mean, all you'd need is to slow down the frame rate. You'd have one of those horror movie super fast head spin things.
That's kind of creepy. You could come just like this, couldn't you? He nodded, eyelids fluttering. He'd almost lost communication altogether, teetering on the edge, so far gone that the lightest touch would send him over.
Oh god, all the blood has escaped his brain and is now in his cock.
Yep. Part of me wanted to be cruel and deny him orgasm for now. Oh, now for a better one later. Oops. The rest of me wanted to please him, wanted to make him happy and relaxed, pleasure one out. Boo. He was being unusually submissive, but he hadn't asked me to dominate him, only to fuck him. Later, when he could communicate, I'd ask for his preferences for the next time he was in the state. There was definitely going to be a next time.
Gadget.
Next time, gadget.
Next time, gadget.
Listen, if you're going to use my voice, I require some sort of permission.
Okay. Oops, that went a bit too wild. Having my lover beneath me, struggling to keep himself from coming by willpower alone, it was too ridiculously sexy. A notion that I had never heard of.
Yeah.
I did 2 things at the same fucking time. I cannot read this word.
At the same time.
Yeah, I can't even, like, say this word.
It's okay. It's okay, Porky Pig. You can do it.
Yes, my English is too bad tonight. I twisted my wrist so my fingers pointed upwards, and I dropped my mat onto his cock.
It's gone. It's gone.
His mouth or his cock? Oh, yes. Watch, yes. As my mouth will make this cock disappear.
Ta-da!
You want to see a magic trick?
Yes! It brushed against his prostate, almost a tickle, and he was screaming, cursing loudly, but in Korean. In Korean! Okay.
In Korean. What does Kim Jong-un have to say about this?
Fucking wildly as he came into my mouth. I pictured Cyrus outside the door with his hands over his ears, swearing at us again for having the temerity to want sex during his shift, and giggled. Blah. Not least of all because my lover had just made more noise than I'd ever heard from him before. Oh wait, he was giggling and he had his cock in the other's cock in his mouth, so he was like. Barton's orgasm seemed to go on forever. Though it could only have been a few seconds afterwards, Yuli still trying to regain control over his body and breathing.
All right, can you hold on for 1 second? Because I just translated fuck my ass harder, Alex, into Korean, and I want Google to say it out loud.
Okay.
Go for it. 내 엉덩이를 세계로 Alex 젠장.
Oh, God! 내 엉덩이를 세계로 Alex 젠장.
That was... terrible
for me. A few seconds afterwards, Yuli still trying to regain control over his body and breathing, as his pulse rate slowed, is entangled in my hair, apparently content with enjoying the texture. I crawled on hands and knees up to the bed, up the bed, and kissed him with his own semen still in my mouth.
Got him.
What do we call that? Pearl swapping?
No, it's snowballing.
Snowballing.
Snowballing, yeah.
Thank you, Kevin Smith, for teaching me that term.
Martha and Stong entered, tasting his own fluids, and he groaned as if in some exquisite agony.
Oh!
Alex, that's fucking kinky.
Alex, that's fucking kinky.
Fucking kinky.
Kinky.
On a scale of one to kinky, that's fucking.
You don't like it? I'd had to swallow to speak, but Martin Stong returned, swirling around the inside of my mouth to scoop up the tray that was left. Like a spoon with ice cream.
Okay.
Gods, I love it. He blinked, and his eyes focused, tracing my face. He seemed slightly anxious again, perhaps worried that he'd done something to offend me, come too early, or thrown off too many inhibitions. How could I reassure him that he didn't have to keep repressing his desires in front of me?
You could shove your dick in his ass.
Once amongst many things. I smiled warmly, brushing my clean hand over his face, letting him suck on my fingertips. It's a good thing it wasn't... whatever. Tell me what you want now. More fingers or my cock?
Or that lamp over there.
I love lamp.
I don't know where the lamp came from, given the time period this takes place in. Or even what a lamp is.
IKEA.
Yeah. Hey, look, I found this prosthetic leg with an arrow in the knee. Do you want it in your ass?
Ah!
How much you want to bet that there's a fuck?
No, no, no!
I'm pretty sure. He reached for me, arms circling my waist. Can't I have both? I giggle. Slut. He looked about to apologize, but I shook my head. That's not a bad thing. You can be as greedy as you want with me. I love you.
This turn, for some reason, it now feels like some kind of daytime soap opera.
Yeah. Crazy visions entered my mind of what I'd do if we ever fell out.
Of what?
Of the bed.
The plane?
The ass.
Fell out the ass.
Flop.
Yes, indeed flop. In more than one way. I pictured myself running through the Imperial City with a pot of red paint and a narrow brush, perfectly camouflaged with my chameleon spell. I cannot talk.
Chameleon.
I know speak English. Then painting, Martin Septon is a slot on the outside of the Imperial Palace. It would be blindingly obvious who'd done it, and that would be the most amusing part. I wonder if there existed a spell that would prevent the paint from being removed magically. Hopefully I never need it, though.
Thank you for that reading, David. That was wonderful.
You're welcome.
I went back to massaging his arse with the oil. Orgasm had made his muscles tighten up, and I wanted to get him properly prepared. He grumbled wordlessly as my fingers circled his hole without entering it. When I deemed him sufficiently relaxed, I pushed two fingers inside very, very slowly. Martin gasped. His eyes rolled. He started to beg and plead with me for more, which he got. But only at the speed I wanted. I'd never thought of myself as particularly dominant, but tormenting him by going at a snail's pace was far too enjoyable. And yes, I have to admit that Fuck! You guys make it hard to swallow.
Yeah, I do.
And yes, I have to admit that who he was did factor into my pleasure. The fact it was the Emperor of Tamriel, reduced to a wonton mess by my right hand. Yes, I know it's wanton. I don't care. I fucked him. with two fingers, listening to his breathing get faster. His hands were back on his broad chest, fingernails digging into his nipples. He was half hard again already, probably because of the prostate simulation. It's not a holodeck. Scotty.
I'm simulating.
Simulation.
Listen, Captain, I can't do any more than I've already done.
I wondered about putting a third finger in, but my own erection was starting to beg for attention. Another time, then. If there was any chance of him having a second orgasm, I wanted him to have it. I didn't know if that was even biologically possible, given how males are wired, but there was only one way to find out. Pulling my fingers out of his hole, I gave his arse a couple of sharp slaps before lying down next to him on the bed.
Slaps!
He looked... Arse. Perineum. I gave his arse a couple of slaps and said... He looked curious rather than anxious, blue eyes calm, a slight smile on his lips. Very aroused, but not so desperate as to be unable to take instructions. I chose to talk dirty.
So... You want my cock, do you?
Oh.
Yes.
The slight hiss in Martin's voice. I'm sorry.
Yes.
The slight hiss in Martin's voice let me know he was not too proud to beg, if necessary.
You'll have to show me how much you want it.
Martin's eyes flared as he realized what I wanted. I felt his heart start to pound again. He lifted himself up and rolled on top of me, propping... I almost said pooping. Propping himself on his elbows so as not to squash me, he kissed me on the lips, then licked along my jawline and behind my right ear. I felt my own pulse start to race as he very delicately sucked the base of my earlobe in his mouth.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
It's okay. It's pretty sexy.
No.
Yeah. Screw you. Just when I felt myself starting to calm, he moved his mouth upwards to suck on the tip of my ear, and I almost came on the spot. But yeah, a little known fact about human males, they tend to have secret clitorises inside their ears.
No! We don't! That's you not don't. Real!
Subscribe to InfoWars for more true facts.
InfoWars! They put the chemicals in the water to turn the freaking frogs gay. Ah! Ah!
Have I mentioned that I'm the sort of Breton that with recent elven heritage? My great-great-grandmother was a Bosmer, and I've inherited slightly pointed ears. I'm not sure whether my ears are as sensitive as those of elves due to insufficient experimentation, but they're certainly a major erogenous zone. Act 1. Sonic, go!
Are they Ferengi?
Will you suck on my ear some more? It gives me a raging hard on. Oh God, I feel like I will come.
It's the sickest thing I think I've ever read.
All right, I'm gonna keep
languages.
I'm gonna keep reading now. Thank you. Far more than for typical humans.
That was interesting,
breathed Martin, who had been watching my reaction studiously. Was he going to rush downstairs and make notes? I could only nod temporarily without the power of speech.
If I fondled your... Fuck.
I fondle your fuck, yes.
If I fondled both your ears and sucked your ear tips in turn, would you come, Peggy?
I rolled my eyes.
What do you think?
My cock had stuttered so frantically that I thought I might spur without any further stimulation at all. So his penis now has Tourette's.
Huh.
Martin grinned.
I'll remember that for later.
Passing it off to Jeff.
He kissed my earlobes gently, very gently, just like a butterfly kiss. Then started to work his way down my body. He licked and nibbled along the tops of my shoulders, ran his tongue in circles around my nipples, and planted light kisses down the center of my torso, before plunging his tongue into my belly button.
What?
I moaned and writhed.
Wow, what?
I like the taste of lint, guys.
Delicious.
Don't understand. It's delicious.
Oh.
It's full of fiber.
All sorts of different types, too. It's great.
I moaned and writhed beneath him, and he chuckled. He licked a long strip down the pathetically thin trail of body hair on my belly.
Wow. A lot of self-hate in this one.
I'm sad that I'm horny.
I regret the lack of body hair. I also regret the fact that Rogaine won't be around for another century or 12.
Towards my erection, which was to attention, he nosed around, inhaling the scent of my pubic hair.
Ew!
And gently parted my legs, then tucked himself between them, still leaning on his elbows, perfectly positioned. God! If you want to feel like the most powerful person in the whole of Tamriel, then picture the emperor of that continent lying between your legs,
sniffing your balls.
Ready to go down on you, especially
sniffing your pubic hair. Why do you feel like head and shoulders?
Listen, you need to switch to Selsun Blue. There's some serious dandruff issues going on around here.
Hey, you know, it's the Middle Ages. They had access to tar. Just use some tea gel.
Look, they apparently also had access to medical dictionaries for the fucking mind
stinkers. They also had magic.
Especially a young and attractive emperor like Martin was then, wearing the most lascivious grin and nothing else. He could feign innocence, even naivete. But you'd have to be incredibly naive yourself to be taken in. He had seen and done things sexually that most of us would only ever read about in the crudest of pornography. Martin wrapped his finger and thumb tightly around the base of my penis, like a cock ring, and squeezed it, holding my cock carefully to stop me getting overstimulated. His tongue began to flick his silky head.
Gene Simmons' tongue.
His teeth grazed the most sensitive part.
No! Right no! No! Teeth not erotic!
That depends. Are you a dentist?
Well, I mean,
I didn't realize that oral hygiene was that kind of a stop the room mic drop moment.
Well, now you know, and knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
I wasn't into pain, but this didn't hurt. It was pressure and sensation rather than pain, just so you know.
Just so you know.
The quick, wet movements of his tongue were driving me wild. His hair fell into two waves across around his face. It's like curtains all the time. Why is his hair always curtains?
At least they're talking about their hair as curtains as opposed to vagina flaps, which are the other things that are alluded to as being curtains.
There's no vagina flaps going on here.
No, there isn't. Just the butts.
Making him appear younger and strangely innocent considering what his hands and mouth were doing. He kept looking up at me through his long eyelashes, pretending he had no idea what effect he was having on me, yet totally aware, putting on a show. It was my turn to thrash and curse, though he surely didn't want me to come. He knew what he was doing better than I did.
Nice.
At some point, he judged me unable to take anymore and removed his mouth. He just took it off.
Rip.
I groaned in disappointment.
All right, everybody groan in disappointment. 3, 2, 1.
Fuck.
But he kept squeezing my cock firmly against his throbbing veins, and gradually the urge to spurt died down. I was speechless. I couldn't manage much more than wow, which made him laugh. He sat back on his heels and watched me. Do I deserve your cock now? He asked. Gods, yes. By the Nine Martin, that was incredible. He smiled and blushed. Why blushing now? I saw that he had a full erection. He ranged himself on the pillows as he had before, his arse up in the air for easier access. I reached for him. My hand was slightly greasy and found that his hole was still wide open and relaxed.
My hand was slightly greasy because I had just finished eating a bucket of KFC chicken, because that's a thing that exists in Tamriel.
How do you do that, love? I didn't need to specify what. With his amount of experience, he must have known how unusual he was. I was pretty sure I was unusual the other way, given how much penetration my asshole demanded.
Demanded. Gonna go with that.
He giggled. Practice. I'm sure I looked confused, but you told me you'd been celibate for 10 years.
Oh my god.
I haven't slept with anyone else. You surely don't think that I didn't touch myself. He seemed genuinely confused, which made sense. I couldn't see how someone with his intensity of sex drive could sublimate it all into religion and good works.
And now it's Tony's turn, and Tony will indeed take us home.
What the hell? I didn't get a second reading.
You did get a second reading.
This is a third round, man.
What a third one.
I can't magically write it. You know what? Fine. You want me to magically write an additional thing?
No.
Okay.
P10. And then Logan did say unto Steve.
No, not really.
All right. Any requests this time around?
Just
we did Scotty
normal.
Last time, King Candy. All right. Instead of answering, I picked up the bottle of oil and poured some into my right hand.
Oh. Can you talk like the Predator?
Yeah. No. All right. No, I'm overriding that one.
That wasn't bad, right? I mean, come on.
It was good. It was close.
Setting the bottle back on the bedside table, I coated both palms, then oiled my cock. Placing myself between his legs, I slid slowly into his arse. I hadn't been inside another man like this in years, and the heat almost undid me. Kif, get my sensual reading clothes.
Kif, get my heating blanket.
So much hotter and tighter than his wet mouth. Martin's hands seized my buttocks and squeezed, trying to pull me further inside. I lay still for a moment, adjusting to the sensations, but before slowly withdrawing and thrusting in again. Martin shuddered and bit his lip. I fucked him as hard as I could, slamming into his asshole. I knew he liked the rough sex and had been on the receiving end of erections far bigger than mine. He hadn't told me about his intoxicated orgies of a decade ago, but had occasionally mentioned orcs and nords, races much larger than even the biggest of Bretons. He grunted with each thrust, one large hand straddling both of my cheeks, while the other raked down my spine. Please, Alex, he begged, urgent for release. Martin's little breaths were becoming erratic, and his cock twitched like a fish out of water. I was a little way off, but I knew his orgasm would likely drive me over the edge with him. Spitting into my palm, I took hold of his manhood, giving it a couple of firm tugs. Martin screamed obscenities and came undone, cock convulsing in my hand, muscles throughout his body clenching and releasing. His asshole suddenly gripped my penis so tightly that I forgot how to breathe.
Mom, how do I breathe?
How do I breathe with my dick stuck in your butt?
How do I get it out now?
Because I need
to. I think it got cut.
Let's just keep going. It's 10 o'clock. I don't want to go too far over.
I yelled as I spurted, his anal contractions milking me of everything I had, like some sort of weird anal dairy farmer. Part of me wanted to pull out, decorate his body with my fluids. The rest decided it was far more appealing to paint Martin's inside.
You can go a little slower. I don't care if we go 10 minutes over.
Okay. He would be walking around for the rest of the day with proof of my devotion to him, filling his arse and leaking into his underwear. Defiling the Emperor. Not that it was really possible.
Oh, wait, defiling the Emperor. That's a drink for the title of the thing.
Not that it was really possible to corrupt the man himself, given that he used to worship Daedra, of all things. But there's nothing dirty about
passionate intercourse with someone you love, but I adored the idea of subverting or profaning that Cyrodiilic culture that was acceptable for someone of his rank. Fuck him. Fuck him in the ass, which is exactly what I was doing. And in a way, Martin symbolized Cyrodiil itself, the priceless ornament that everyone other than me treated him as. And now he was filled, he was now filled with my ejaculate. The thought of something so utterly improper made me almost come again. Though I had nothing more to give, my cock stuttered and twitched dryly.
Stuttered.
I collapsed on top of Martin, and he sighed happily. I stroked his chest hair lovingly. The strong right arm tightened around my back, trapping me in place, wholly consensually. Neither of us wanted our lovemaking to end, but we were both tired and satiated. He held my cock inside himself as it softened until it slipped out of its own accord. I pushed out the pillow from under his arse and used the oily towel to mop his belly.
You know, I really want to know who, like, if you're a Foley artist and you have to do sound for a porno, do you get, like, right up there with the mic, projected mic, and just get every ooey gooey moment of the dick just slurping out of the butt?
I would imagine, like, you actually use various forms of raw meat.
Yeah, Foley
this
artists
is what you
do.
You make macaroni and cheese. You get macaroni and cheese. Like,
most
the moment
of the
where you're like mixing it.
Most of the work that Foley artists do, to be honest, is like a rubber boot and batter. Like, you can make a lot of noises with that.
Yeah, you can. So, he smiled, kissed the top of my head, then yawned. His eyelids drew and closed. Very carefully, I wriggled out of his embrace, pulling the sheets and blankets over us to keep us warm before lying down beside him.
I love you!
He whispered almost.
I love you too, Martin! Sleep well!
I lay with my head on his shoulder and the weight of my body pressing into him, hoping my presence and the afternoon sun were enough to save him from bad dreams. And then Martin took off his mask, and it was Logan underneath all along.
What?
Steve, prepare yourself. You're next.
I added that. I'm sorry, Logan.
Uncalled for.
That's not uncalled for. That was very called for. Anyways,
you in fact called for it.
Yes. Well, we will be leading off with you on next episode, but for now, we finished two of the four. If fans liked it enough, we can finish the other two of the... of what's it called?
I thought you said the... We started on the second one, so...
Oh, it's Martin Sethem / Alex Defoe, the storyline. So that's the... We did one and two. There's now... up next is Martin Alone and One Night in Oblivion. So...
One night in Bangkok makes the world seem...
Oh, this is gonna
be... all up, man.
Anyways, thank you very much to Tony and to Jeff for being here tonight.
That was a pleasure.
You're welcome.
You guys were wonderful guests as usual, and thanks to David, Logan, Val for always being my cohorts in Smut, and to everyone in the chat, Be Straighter, DG 2016, Disambiguity, Jeff Ball, Sean, and Wolfboy 1988. We will catch you next Wednesday, and be sure to check out this episode when it comes out on Friday. Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Deforestation by Thunder Thoen, and Castlemania 2010 by Ben Briggs. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.